AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Essex property cools after a 15% quarter, while residential REIT relative strength stays scarce. ESS slipped 0.2% for the week, but the broader ShareMaestro read remains balanced. An active 10-week trend signal, positive market dynamics and relative strength, average participation, and a valuation premium that leaves less room for a change. Research brief. Essex Property Trust ended the week at $292.9, down 0.2%, after a strong 4-week and 12-week advance. The West Coast Apartment REIT remains above its $261.7 trend line and $251.9 ShareMaestro fair value. But volume confirmation is only neutral, and the latest weekly ranking lagged both the real estate sector and the residential REIT industry. Key points. 1. ESS closed at $292.9, 3.4% below its 52-week high of $303.3, and 84.5% above its one-year range. 2. The stock has gained 8.0% over 4 weeks and 14.7% over 12 weeks, outperforming residential REIT averages of 3.1% and 3.1% respectively. The trend signal remains active with a 10-week streak, while market dynamics and relative strength are positive, but not backed by a fresh activity signal. Volume was 2.4 million shares, equal to the 52-week average and 1.1 times the 13-week average, leaving participation adequate rather than emphatic. 5. Risk is balanced. 13-week volatility is 2.9%. The 52-week up-down split is 28 positive weeks to 24 negative weeks, and average gains and losses are both about 2.0%. Quarterly strength pauses near the high. Essex Property Trust, the $18.8 billion residential REIT focused on West Coast apartments, finished the week ended 17 July at $292.9, down 0.2%. That pause came after a stronger underlying run. ESS is up 8.0% over 4 weeks and 14.7% over 12 weeks, with the close sitting 3.4% below the 52-week high of 303.3 and well above the 52-week low of 235.9. The price position remains constructive, but more demanding. ESS trades 11.9% above its weekly trend line of 261.7 and 16.3% above ShareMaestro fair value of 251.9. indicating premium demand, but also a narrower margin for disappointment if the recent momentum fades. Sector support is broad. Industry relative strength is selective. The real estate sector had a strong week, averaging a 3.0% gain, with 66.0% of names in active weekly trends, 77.0% showing positive market dynamics, and 55.0% in positive relative strength, ranking 88th of 100 real estate names for the week, although its 4-week and 12-week returns remained ahead of sector averages of 6.4% and 8.7%. Within U.S. residential REITs, the contrast is sharper. The industry averaged a 0.9% weekly gain, 3.1% over 4 weeks, and 3.1% over 12 weeks. ESS ranked only 16th of 20 for the latest week, but 4th over 4 weeks and 2nd over 12 weeks. Industry breadth is mixed. Market dynamics is positive for 70.0% of the group, yet only 45.0% have active trends, and just 15.0% show positive relative strength. ESS is one of the few residential REITs with trend, market dynamics, and relative strength all positive. Signal state stays constructive, but volume is not forceful. The ShareMaestro setup is classified as balanced. The trend backdrop is active for a 10-week streak. Activity pressure is positive at 1.60, and relative strength is positive at 3.69. The 4-week improvements in pressure and RS support the recovery from the June base, but the signal set does not show a fresh activity trigger, which keeps the evidence short of full confirmation. Volume was 2.4 million shares in the latest week, compared with a 13-week average of 2.3 million and a 52-week average of 2.4 million. The resulting 1.1 times 13-week volume ratio is acceptable, but not decisive. Recent heavier weeks have included both gains and pullbacks, so participation has not yet clearly confirmed a renewed push through the prior high. Risk and watch next framing. The risk profile is steady rather than stretched on volatility alone. 13-week weekly return volatility is 2.9%, close to the 52-week baseline of 2.8%. Over the past year, ESS logged 28 positive weeks and 24 negative weeks, with average positive and negative weeks, both around 2.0%, suggesting a fairly symmetrical return pattern. The watch points are clear. A move back toward $303.3 would test whether the 10-week trend signal can translate into a new high, while a loss of urgency near the upper end of the range would raise exhaustion risk. The $261.7 trend line remains the key weekly regime reference, and a volume ratio above 1.5x would give the next move stronger participation evidence. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.